You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound on Saturday, October the 17th. Run Dog Wild at Cleveland Browns 5K, presented by University Hospitals in association with Mick Ultra. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and finishes at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an awesome T-shirt, a bone-shaped Dog Pound headband, and amazing finisher medal. Sign up by October 1st, your last chance to save on registration.
That's tomorrow, by the way.
That is tomorrow. Go to ClevelandBrowns5K.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zgura and Matt Wilhelm here. When we heard Mike Patton earlier talk about the TMZ report, he addressed that, and of course talking about the quarterback room, saying that he knows that he has his pulse on the locker room and the veterans are not concerned with, he's not concerned about it at all. What do you think about that?
I love it, and I think it means a lot. Like this show on a Wednesday, you turn your attention towards the task at hand. And as he says, as cliche as it is, and I'm sure just like play like a Brown, control the controllables. And I just think the same way that an individual potentially could take it upon themselves and have a big pair, to go in anonymity to a source like TMZ to report something like that was reported about Johnny Manziel in this locker room and referencing the three starters. If you have a big enough pair to go do that, why not have a big enough pair to walk into that open door of your head coach or your coordinator or your position coach, who should have a great bond with as player and coach because you spend so much time with them, and have an off-the-record conversation about your concern for this football team? Because that's what a professional would do if it was outside of a sports team, if it was in, you know, upstairs here in the sales division or the PR staff. You knock on a door, you walk in and go, hey, I feel this way. And then coach is going to go, we have a plan. I understand. That coach would have so much respect for a player in coming in and having a difficult conversation or pose a concern like that. He would walk away and go, the same way that Taylor Gabriel walked into Ray Farmer's office and fought for his career. How many times did we hear Ray Farmer reference that? Or how many times did we reference that about this young man?
Many.
And you give him the benefit of the doubt when it's between him and another guy because of the character, you know, and the skills that he has on a football field that – I just find it, again, I love Mike Pettine's comments about the situation. Control the controllables.
That's all you can do is control the controllables. But let me, were you ever on a team where you guys went to the coach and it was something about play calls or it was something about, you know, a personnel decision? We don't like this guy. We like that guy. Anything like that? Were you ever on a team that happened?
Yeah, I was on, I mean, those San Diego Charger football teams, and I've referenced it before early in my career. When Wade Phillips was brought on as the defense coordinator, not only was Wade a great, you know, defensive philosopher in really righting our ship defensively, he himself was a player's coach, and we felt the trust and the bond with him to say, practice for 3.5 hours is too long, or we're banging too hard, or we need a day. And I mean, there are coaches out there that can look at your mannerisms, look at your face, and just know that you're beat up and you need a day off. But the fact that we voiced that to him, or we voiced it to our position coaches didn't just hide it, but they took it to their boss and the defense coordinator. And then Wade Phillips would go to Marty and go, hey, these guys need a day. Or let's go out in shells today. Or let's go out in hats and shorts and do a walkthrough. Let's be productive with our time, but to get the best out of them, tomorrow and this Sunday, we got to back off. And it felt very refreshing as a player to know that it wasn't always, you want to be tough and you want to be the tough guy that plays through, you know, some of those things when, you know, people live with other problems. But to know that you were heard was reassuring and made you want to go play for that coach.
I would imagine it gives you a sense of efficacy that you can have a little bit of control over your own destiny. Now, you know, when you ask for those days off, you then need to go out there and back it up with your play when it comes time to it, I would imagine. Otherwise, you're probably not going to get those.
Right. No. Yeah. If you back it up, though, if the coach hears you and takes it to heart and applies it for you as a player and you back it up with your play, you will continue to get that break moving forward until you use it against that coach and you take him for granted or take it for granted.
Yes, let's go to the phone lines, 216-578-0092. 800-919-0850. Tom from California, welcome to the show. Don't forget, it's also Mailbag Wednesday. Tweet the show using the hashtag AskCBD, and we will go ahead and answer those questions in our final segment. Tom from California, what's up?
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I had a question, first I have a statement. I was watching the Packers game on Monday night, and one of the things that was said that sort of blew my mind was that roughly 50% of Rodgers' passes were within 5 yards. And then that happened at the beginning of the game, and I watched the rest of the game, and I would see that he always had at least one and sometimes two outlets. It could have been Cobb, it could have been Starks or whatever, to throw what would essentially be a screen pass. And so, Nate, this is for you, since you're the statistics guy. I'd like to know in the first three games how many draws and screen passes we ran, because when you have a problem with the pass rush, one of the conventional ways to slow that down is to run a screen or a draw. And it doesn't seem like we do that. And if we're getting killed in the pass rush, why do you think we're not doing that?
So most screens would take place behind the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah, and just to point that out, and I'll let you get to your stats, if you recall, do you remember the play to Benjamin that got the ball got batted down? They had significant penetration, and then on the third down and 8+, whatever it was, we ran the screen to Duke, and he got tackled for a loss.
He did.
So there were two screens that I can picture in my head just this past Sunday.
All right, so we've thrown – Josh McCown has thrown – three passes behind the line of scrimmage for a grand total of 7 yards out of his 57 attempts. So three times we've thrown a screen with Josh McCown. With Johnny Manziel, there have been four behind the line. You remember he had the one that he just whipped out right away? Four behind the line, and they've completed three for 21 yards. So, and that's on 39 attempts. So seven out of 39 and 57, so it's basically 96.
Seven out of 96. Yeah, and for screens to work, and I know Norv Turner was a screen guy. Some coaches are huge advocates of screens, and they use them as an advantage. And for those football fans out there, a lot of them happen. Just watch football and mark it down and make a mental note how many screens happen on the backside of 3-by-1. So three receivers, tight end, two receivers, or all three receivers on one side. And on the backside, out the backside, you run that screen. Because
to the running back.
To the running back. Yeah, to the running back. Yes, a running back screen. Because they want you to focus your attention on the trips, on the on the wide side of the field. That's why screens a lot of times happen, back in the, in the back corner. When you're focusing all your attention, you're bringing that blitz from the, you're going to blitz from the field, or you're going to push coverage to the field, and you want to lull that backside asleep with some type of screen. That's fruit for thought, but what got me into that conversation was just formationally, you have to show the same formation again and again and again and again, and they don't expect that screen. So in a down and distance where you know they have a tendency to bring pressure, and you've showed them that 3-by-1 formation or motion to 3-by-1 or whatever it is to create that scenario, use it as an advantage and take advantage and call that play in that situation.
Yeah, it's exactly what you've got to do. And then when you dial it up the right way, you can run for days and days. When we come back, we're going to get in our final calls, 216-578-0850. Actually, let's get Jim in Akron right now, and then we'll dip in the mailbag. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm having this problem. Every time I watch the Browns play, I see guys that should have been drafted by us excelling. And if we would have taken Derek Carr, we wouldn't have this quarterback controversy. We wouldn't have people talking out of turn or whatever. And another problem is Ray Farmer thinks that receivers affect 10 plays a game. Here's a crazy thought. Get three of them. Get three weapons. Please.
I'm pro-wide receiver. So it was, you see Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree out there. You saw Dorial Green-Beckham score against us. You see the Jets with Marshall and Eric Decker. Receivers have had success against this Browns team, and it's part of the modern NFL.
It is. And I think for the Browns, and I've said it all offseason, the frustration lies not only in the playmakers that are making plays around the league when they could have been wearing the orange and brown. It's any position. You look at, I know Khalil Mack went, fifth overall in front of the Browns, but there's a number of positions over the years that you can say, you know, in hindsight, shouldn't they be a Brown? Teddy Bridgewater is one of them. You know, look at Derek Carr and what he's done. And it is frustrating. And you just have to have faith in the individuals that make the decisions for you. And at this point, it's very difficult to do because the product on the field is not there. And it's not where you want it to be.
No, it isn't. And that's what's so frustrating. When we come back, 216-578-0850, last chance to call us. Also, we'll get into the mailbag. Use the hashtag AskCBD. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's see, standing there like a rabbit.